This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Along with temperatures close to zero, Metro Denver and much of Northeast Colorado are under a wind chill advisory this morning. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The National Weather Service says wind temperatures could hit 25 below zero in Denver and places like Greeley and the Eastern Plains. That's cold enough to cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Front range highs are in the teens through Monday, but the weather should start to warm up through midweek.
CPR's Matt Bloom. Metro highs tomorrow will be in the 30s. Two Suncor workers are recovering after a fire at the city's Commerce City refinery last month. That's according to a company spokesperson. Michael Adams represents the employees through the United Steelworkers Union. He doesn't think the accident is the fault of systemic problems at the company.
Do I think Suncor is less safe because of this incident? No. Do I think there could be more that Suncor could do for safety? Well, sure.
Suncor has struggled with workplace safety in Canada, where it's headquartered. Industry experts now worry similar problems could reach its U.S. operations. Thousands of Coloradans tried to get student debt relief before it was halted by the courts. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the White House is hopeful the program prevails.
Nearly 300,000 Coloradans were set to have up to $20,000 in student loans forgiven before the program was stopped by legal challenges. That's according to new numbers from the White House. More than 471,000 Coloradans applied for relief. A White House spokesman says people could have received relief sooner if not for the, quote, meritless lawsuits. Nationwide, about 26 million people applied, with 16 million applications approved. The Supreme Court will hear arguments next month on Biden's student debt relief program. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District is trying to make its buses and trains feel safer. It's proposing rule changes that would prohibit people from riding all day after their fares expire. But advocates say that would target passengers who are experiencing homelessness. RTD's board will consider the changes next month. This is CPR News.